Thanks for tuning into the show today. And my guest is Jeff Serlin. He is a cancer survivor and creator of Cancer Wellness TV. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Anne. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you. And Cancer Wellness TV is a website. And do you want to tell us about that?
Sure. This is a website that I've been thinking about for years. I first came up with it while I was going through my own cancer battle, and I started this website to be an online platform for cancer complementary care and services such as yoga or tai chi or nutritional consultation. So I found there was a real need for this when I was going through my own cancer fight, and so once I was done with my cancer treatment, I started working on this website, and it just launched this week.
Okay, and so can you tell us like what all is involved in the website?
Sure. We have right now about 100 or so videos. It's a free service, and it's really geared towards anyone dealing with cancer. So it could be a patient, a survivor, a caregiver. These are therapies that really help. It's kind of in addition to the treatment. You know, these are therapies that help reduce the stress, strengthen the body and the mind. So you go to the website and you have free access to the videos, and most of the videos are between 3 and 5 minutes. There are maybe 25 minutes or half an hour classes, but most of them are between 3 and 5 minutes, and it has information on what these classes are about and the different complementary therapies. So we'll explain how Tai Chi helps someone with cancer, how yoga helps someone with cancer. So it's really a collective information on complementary cancer care.
Okay, Jeff, you mentioned, you said the F word a couple of times. Free? Is it really free?
It is. That was extremely important for me to offer a free service, because I see, you know, I work with cancer patients, and I have a lot of friends that are going through this disease, and so many of them are affected financially. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, this venture would be free to everybody. And, you know, so we are very happy to offer this as a free service. So you are correct.
Yeah, and I think that's real, like you said, really important, because it gives people one less thing to worry about or think about, because they might be thinking, wow, Tai Chi really sounds good to me, but I can't possibly afford to take that class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so not only do they have it for free, but it's also another question people ask themselves is, like, you know, how can Tai Chi help me, or how can meditation help me? Like, it's really, when you're dealing with this, you're really thrown into a world that's so unfamiliar to you. And so this really, one, we want to educate everybody on how complementary therapies can be helpful, and how, you know, everybody is also, you know, going through their own journey and different. So when one person may be helped by a Tai Chi, another person may be helped by Reiki, another person may want, you know, survivorship, you know, group therapy topics. Like, so we try to have a lot on there, and it's really for people to go to and see what, you know, works best for them, and just really to educate them on really what's available to them.
And should they talk to their doctor first before they do any of the things that are suggested?
Yeah, absolutely. We always you know, very clear that definitely consult with your doctor first. You know, most of the things we offer, we, you know, try to have, you know, you can do it at any level. So there's even some, we're actually working on some yoga videos where you could even do from your bed. Because there were days when I could not get out of bed when I was recovering from treatment. And so we understand the limitations that people face when dealing with this disease. So you could do it at any, whatever level that's manageable to you, you could do it at. But absolutely, we always want everybody to consult with their doctor before even you know, trying any of these.
You just mentioned one of the things that I think is so really cool and unique about this, is that you mentioned, you know, that you're a cancer survivor and some days you couldn't get out of bed. I think it's fantastic that a cancer survivor started this, so you know what people can deal with, can't deal with. They have good days and bad days. And I think that's why this is just going to be a huge success.
Well, thank you. And yeah, I mean, this really, came from my, my experience. It wasn't a good experience, but, something in my mind, something good has come from it. I was able to take this horrible experience and turn it into a positive for myself and for others. And there's so much I want to do with Cancer Wellness TV. We're just scratching the surface, and it really feels good to be able to do this, and also feels good, that I'm well enough to do this, because I'm only a year and a half out mm-hmm. from treatment, so I had to get my strength kind of built up to be able to do this. But I'm thrilled with what we're offering. The response has been really, really great from from all over the world. We've been getting people coming to this site, and we're really building a community, and we're also learning from them, and we're listening to our visitors to our website and how we can make it better. So it's really been wonderful.
And so, Jeff, if people are as motivated and inspired as you were when you were able to start feeling better, is there a way that they can help or contribute to Cancer Wellness TV?
Because this is a free service, we are trying to figure out ways to keep this financially viable. And one of the ways, which has been really working out really well, is people have been supporting us through volunteer subscriptions or contributions. So this is, again, it's 100% up to them. If they want to do it, it's volunteer. And we have people that are supporting us financially. We have other medical and the people that work in the wellness world and that have been helping us out with their time and services. All of our instructors have been donating their time. They're not getting paid for this. They're doing this at the kindness of their heart. And so we are relying on people to help contribute and to help make this website grow to what it could be.
Okay, and so, Jeff, where is the website if people want to go and check it out?
It's at cwellness.com, so the letter C, and then the word wellness.com, and obviously the C is referring to cancer. And again, it's a brand new site, and we're thrilled to get it live. It's taken a while to get to this point, but it's live, and it's been very well received, and we hope to make it even better. So,
one more question: how are you feeling?
Thank you for asking. I am feeling well. It's taken a while. I've gone through, this is my second bout with cancer, so I've had two bouts and two recoveries, and it takes time. It's really, you take it day by day, and your strength slowly comes back to you. So I'm doing well, and I'm at a very good point, just enjoying each day, you have a whole new outlook on life after going through something like this, and I'm very happy to be where I am right now.
Well, I wish you all the best in your health and with Cancer Wellness TV. Jeff Serlin, thank you so much for being my guest on the show today.
And thank you so much for having me. This was great.